And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have my friend Sarah Mankey. She's the executive director for Thrive Central Oregon. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. It's been a little while since I've seen you. I think it was back in March was the last time I got to interview you.
Yes. Yeah.
But you guys have a big event coming up, so we got to get you in here. But first, let's just start with what is Thrive?
Thrive Central Oregon is an organization I founded about 10 years ago with the goal of connecting resources in our community to the people that need them. We started quite small with just a couple of us working out of the downtown Bend Library and have since expanded to 15 staff, providing services across Central Oregon and helping connect folks primarily to housing, but also other community resources. So we're doing a lot of work with applications and health insurance, basic needs assistance, kind of really you name it, whatever folks are looking for. We are working with them together to connect them to that resource and help them get to where they want to be.
And I'm imagining just the way things are, this is really growing.
It's grown incredibly. We're actually providing 900 appointments on a monthly basis right now. So you can imagine how busy our team is. I have a really amazing team of advocates that know their stuff around resources and are excited to meet with people. So that really helps us make those connections. But yeah, 900 appointments a month is no small feat. And most of those appointments, about 80% of those are housing, are people looking for affordable housing, sustainable housing, trying to maintain their housing. And that can be pretty tricky here in Central Oregon.
Sure, sure. You guys are a nonprofit.
Yes.
Where's the money coming from? How are you doing this? I mean, we all know what the housing market's like here. We don't need to rehash that. But I mean, this is a big, big job.
It is a big job, but it's also a job we love. We have grant funding. We have fee-for-service funding, government foundation funding. What we find the deficit in is funding to actually help people with rent assistance, help them with application fees and paying for deposits. And that's what brought us to this fundraiser each year where 100% of the proceeds go to help people with actual housing costs, because that's the funding that I have a hard time to find.
Sure, sure. So I'm assuming people could go to your website and probably donate if they would like to help.
Always, right. Always can go to our website and donate. We love that. 100% of our donations for about a year and a half now, all of them go into our housing assistance bucket. Since we are able to find funds for our programming in other ways, we really rely on donors to help us keep people housed with those fees that come up.
Okay, what's the website?
Our website is thrivecentraloregon.org. If you go there now, you can not only donate to us, but you can also check out our upcoming film festival.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why we brought you in today, is to talk about the We Are Home Film Festival. What is that?
I'm really excited about this. This is our second year doing a film festival. This year, it's a true film festival where we opened up for submissions close to a year ago. We've had several entries, and six of them will be shown at this film festival, all around the theme of home and belonging and the ways that different ones of us find home and belonging in our world today. We have local submissions. We have submissions from around the country. It's really amazing. If you go to the website, you can check out trailers and see these films. This is going to be at the Tower Theater on Saturday, April 13th. Doors open at 6:30. The films are amazing. I don't know what else to say besides go check out the trailers. Come join us. Tickets are only $24. We also have a lot of community support that has led to a pretty amazing raffle. So when you're at the event, you can also purchase raffle tickets and then join us. We have two of the filmmakers that will be with us who are also available to talk about their stories. But it's just a really neat conglomeration of films, of different stories, of different ways that home looks for people in different cultures, in different spaces. So it's a pretty fun evening. It'll be about 2 hours long, and really hoping we can pack out the Tower Theater this year.
And for a great cause.
Absolutely. And again, thanks to sponsors and donors, all of the expenses of the event are covered. So 100% of those $24 tickets and the raffle tickets that are purchased all go into our housing assistance fund.
All right. And it's okay if we mention these some of these sponsors, right? Foundation for Affordable Housing, OregonHealthcare.gov as well. Any other sponsors we want to make sure that we mention today?
Those are our big sponsors that are really helping us make it happen. Pacific Source, the Central Oregon Health Council, those have also been really helpful to us. So, incredibly grateful and really excited to share these stories. These are stories similar to ones that we get to experience in our daily lives as we work with folks and hear what their triumphs and struggles are. And the film festival is a really cool way for us to share that with the community.
Do we get tickets at your website or do you get them from Tower? Or
either
way.
Yeah, okay. You can get tickets through the Tower's website. You can get them through ThriveCentralOregon.org. I also want to mention that while, yes, this is our primary event on April 13th at the Tower, we will have four more showings of the films the following week. And those are in Prineville, Sisters, Redmond, and Madras. So you'll find out more information about locations and times for those on our website. Also, all of our films are subtitled in Spanish, really trying to make this festival as accessible as possible to our whole community. And our Madras event, the whole event will be in Spanish. So we're excited about that this year.
Okay, cool. We've been talking to Sarah Mankey. She's the executive director for Thrive Central Oregon. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave. Look forward to seeing you at the show.
All right, we'll see you there. And give me the website one more time.
ThriveCentralOregon.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.